YTFM. 81 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. K223BI. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. K255BT. 100.1 Lake Charles. K261EB. And KQJOFM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana. Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
For truly the Lord is good, and His mercy endureth forever. I thank you for tuning in on this morning. Come on, let's go into prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you, because you are a good God. You are a loving God, you are a faithful God. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, on this morning, we acknowledge you as our Savior. We acknowledge you as our healer. We acknowledge you as our deliverer. We acknowledge you as our comforter. And so much more. Spirit of the living God, we ask that you will have thine own way. As we decrease, God, continue to increase within us. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we say yes to your will and yes to your way. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. On this morning, I just want to encourage you on what God is doing in our lives. When God says yes, it's yes. I want you to understand what God has for you, it is for you. I don't want you to let your current circumstances lie to you. Things are changing. God is working behind the scenes. Know this, that the Lord makes a way where there was no way. And he is just that kind of God. The passage of time can play tricks on our mind. It can be telling you it's been a long time now that God will not move. It can be telling you that you have missed the move of God. But when God does it, it is well done. But what's a long time? I'm glad you asked. The Lord looks at your life through the lens of eternity. To God, 1,000 years is like one day. But we need to hold steady. On this morning, I want to encourage you to lock in, to focus on what God has promised you. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. If you will wait on the Lord and his timing, his preparations, and proper arrangement of things, he will move for you. He will mount you up with wings as eagles. Oh yes, do not grow weary in well-doing, but continue to believe and to praise, to worship, to magnify his name, because you will reap a bountiful and beautiful harvest if you don't faint. Let's look at Isaiah 1:19. It says, if ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. Isaiah sets forth the fruitage of obedience. A life of joy and blessedness is the natural result of obedience to the laws of God. So what does it mean to eat the good of the land? So they understand what it meant to eat the good of the land is to them, it meant they would partake of the good things in life. Now, right now in our current state and day, we could say this means having such things as financial abundance, good health, good relationships, influences, and peace of mind, and especially a closer relationship with the Father. Isaiah 40 and 31 says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." But the promise is given, they will renew their strength by mounting up with wings as eagles. These promises are supernaturally renewed strength, a strength that would compare to mounting. Now, the term mount up literally means to rise to another level. My God. Mounting up literally means to rise to another level. As the eagle is able to soar to spectacular heights on wind currents, the child of God will gain new heights by being uplifted by the Spirit of God. Somebody better catch that. Let's look at Galatians 6 and 9. And it says, "Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap. We shall reap if we faint not." This scripture is simply saying that if we resist the feelings of discouragement, hopelessness, despair, we will receive the beneficial outcomes of our hard work if we don't give up. You see, there are crowns in heaven assigned as rewards. Eternal life is not a reward, but a gift. But there are crowns offered as rewards in heaven for our works. But I want you to get that. Eternal life is not a reward, it's a gift. But there are crowns offered as rewards in heaven for our works, what we do. And I want to share this with you concerning David. In one brutal season, David was on the run. King Saul was determined to kill him. Even his own men couldn't be trusted. And David was unwell in every sense. The weight of it all was crushing at times, both physical and mentally. He had displayed this. But the only thing that kept David afloat was his solid relationship with God and the intense love he had for the Lord. You know, there are times when things can be overwhelming, and the only thing that can keep us is our love for God and our determination to keep pleasing Him, not giving up on the promises. But let us not forget, David had a massive prophecy spoken over his life. Samuel had prophesied years earlier that David would be king. But what do you do when nothing is lining up with that? And you seem light years away when you see nothing is coming to pass. What do you do when the people you love and trusted turn on you. Come on here, somebody. You stand. That's what you do. If God said it, that settles it. So it's only a matter of time. Your circumstances, they have to shift. Listen to me well. Cry if you need to, but then get up. Read your psalm aloud. You gotta stay up. Stop discussing it. Start praising for victory. You're getting up now. Nothing is over. Many things are just beginning. Come on here, somebody. I see the miracle of enlargement coming upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my God. I see you coming from disability to prosperity very quickly in Jesus' name. This is your winning season. And yes, it's going to happen. Everything that God said concerning you is going to happen. Your faith is bearing fruit, and it's going to happen. As for David, he did become king. Of course he did. But he waited it out. He trusted God. He didn't give up. Many times he could have. Many times he could have just thrown in the towel. But he didn't. He trusted God. And he reached his destination. And you will reach your destination too. Listen to me well. If God said it, it's going to happen. You got to believe it. You can talk it all day long. But if you don't believe it, it's not going nowhere. It's not going to happen. Faith without works is dead. Well, what are you doing? Faith without works is dead. You got to do something. God said it. It's going to happen. Let us pray. Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever. Father God, we give you thanks for setting us free from sin, free from bondage, free from temptation, and free from evil. Father God, we're standing on the promises of your word. God, you even told us that your word would not return unto us void. We're believing in you, O God, because we know faith without works is dead. God, we believe, and some of us, we ask that, Lord God, you will help their unbelief. Strengthen them, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we look forward to the fulfillment of our promises, and we will be careful to give you all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor, which is due your precious name, I pray. And amen and amen. Well, I thank you for tuning in on this morning. And if you need to contact me, my number is 318-206-8953. Remember, I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too. Always, please continue to pray for me as I will be praying for you. And also visit my website at www.patriciajwilliams.com. Once again, when you're down to nothing, you can rest assured that our God is up to something. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaim God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164 or by email at